Hey there, amazing humans. This is your girl, Laura Bennett, and welcome back to another episode of Self-Belief Affirmations Quiet Confidence Practice. Today, we're diving into something that feels like a superpower. The art of setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're saying yes to everyone and everything, even when your soul is screaming no, yeah, me too. It's a trap we all fall into sometimes, but trust me, learning to set healthy boundaries is a game changer. Let's get real for a minute. In today's world, it feels like there are expectations piled on us from every direction. Social media pressures us to be on all the time, work demands our constant attention, and family and friends often have their own needs. It's no wonder we end up feeling overwhelmed and depleted. But here's the thing. You deserve peace, you deserve your energy back, and you deserve to feel in control of your life. And guess what? Setting boundaries is the key to unlocking all the good stuff. Think of boundaries like fences around your garden that protect your precious space and allow you to cultivate what matters most. When you set clear boundaries, you're saying this is me, this is what I value, and this is where I draw the line. It doesn't mean being selfish or shutting people out, it means prioritizing your well-being and respecting your own needs. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, setting boundaries sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it? Well, buckle up because we're about to break it down into some golden nuggets of wisdom. First, identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute things that are important to you? Your sleep schedule? Spending time with loved ones? Pursuing your passions? Write them down and treat them like sacred cows. Remember, protecting your non-negotiables is not a sign of weakness, it's an act of self-love and courage. Second, practice saying no, and I mean actually say it out loud. You don't have to over-explain yourself or apologize for prioritizing your well-being. A simple no thank you can be incredibly powerful. Third, communicate clearly and assertively. When setting boundaries, be direct and honest about your needs. Avoid vague language or beating around the bush. Use A statements to express yourself, such as I need some time alone to recharge or I am not comfortable discussing this topic. Fourth, set realistic expectations. You don't have to please everyone all the time. It's okay to let people down gently and prioritize your own needs. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. And lastly, be consistent. Boundaries are like muscles, they get stronger with practice. The more you enforce them, the easier it becomes. Don't give up if someone pushes back. Stay firm and remind yourself why these boundaries are important to you. Okay, picture this. You've got a big deadline looming at work, and your friend invites you out for drinks after hours. Your brain screams, why yes, social time. But your heart knows it needs that extra hour to finish those reports. You feel the pressure to say yes because you don't want to disappoint your friend, right? But guess what? This is where setting a boundary comes in. You can be honest with your friend and say something like, hey, I really appreciate the invite, but I have this big deadline tomorrow and need to get some work done tonight. How about we catch up next week? D? Easy peasy. So, let's recap those powerful takeaways for setting boundaries. Identify your non-negotiables, practice saying no, communicate clearly and assertively, set realistic expectations, and be consistent. Remember, you are the captain of your ship, charting your own course through life. You deserve to feel empowered, respected, and in control. By setting healthy boundaries, you are not just protecting yourself, you are creating space for authentic connections, meaningful experiences, and a truly fulfilling life. Now go out there and set those boundaries like the badass you are. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words of wisdom. And leave a review if it resonated with you. Your feedback keeps the fire burning bright. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.